you, Rebecca.
Yeah, you too. You're quite
more
famous.
Officially. Oh, that's great to know. Thank you. Just in the online world, it's that lovely little bit of technology that gets you out there. You're a master of technology yourself. So how long have you been with Source Connect?
Oh, I'm one of the founding people, so I've since it was just a joke that we were passing around the dinner table.
Honestly, that's how it all started?
Something like that, yeah.
Could you explain that? Like, what happened? You guys just had this dumbfounded idea and thought, wouldn't it be great? Was it because of ISDN or...?
Yeah, it was very specific, actually. John and Robert, who are founders, they, you know, back in the early 2000s were spending, as you probably know, a lot of money on ISDN and just wondering, seeing the internet coming up, you know, becoming a force. So even back in like 2002, 2003, the internet was just looking like it might be able to do a lot of things, and it was just a question in their minds, you know, could we do this over the internet and not have to pay the permanent ISDN charges? That was basically it. And I came along, and I'm a friend of Robert's, and I happened to be in Chicago, and yeah, Robert was like, do you think it's possible to do this? And I'm a programmer, a developer, and I was just actually on my way back to New Zealand, so I'd just left my job in Europe, and I was sort of traveling around, so it was good timing for me to take up a challenge. Like, I've got no idea, but let's find out.
Wow, so you really have the brains behind it, the Source Connect then?
Or more just the will to, you know, beat a nail with the hammer long enough that it somehow...
That's amazing. Well, it's a fabulous technology for all of us, and we're grateful that you guys had that dinner discussion, because for us, it's been a lifesaver. Like you said, ISDN is very expensive, and in fact, I'm here in Canada, and for me, it's not just expensive, it's nearly obsolete, so really hard to get installed to your home. There's only one company on my end of Canada that actually supplies the service, plus they put me in a five-year contract. And the service charges I have are $240 a month, and then a dollar a minute for the long distance as well. So it gets extremely expensive. Even if the clients are paying for the other charge, the service charge, which a lot of them do in the ISDN, it's still extremely expensive upkeep. So Source Connect is such a blessing.
Yeah, of course.
So you came in as a developer, and you've been with the company, obviously, since its birth then.
Yeah.
And was it hard for Source Connect, was it hard for Source Connect to get launched? Like, was there a lot of controversy to start with?
Not controversy, certainly. I mean, I think at the beginning, people were wondering, it was more that the technical barriers to come up against were not so much technical as political, and very understandably, you know, complete reason, studio engineers have ISDN, you know, it was working, it worked, they connect, it worked, you know, there was no, is this going to work today, is it not going to work today, you know, do I have to learn anything new? So on that level, there was certainly a ramp that we had to get through to educate that actually, you know, you might have to put in a bit of time because it's a new concept, but once it works, it's beautiful. And so that was certainly in the first few years. And now everyone's realizing that ISDN's going away because, you know, AT&T keeps talking about pulling out all their copper lines. You can't buy an ISDN line in some places like the Netherlands anymore. You just can't. So now it's inevitable.
Japan
so
as well.
So I just feel really lucky that we started early enough, that we were able to overcome the technical hurdles. And now that we're needed, we're here. And what we're doing now is just making it more stable, more easy to use, features that are easier to maybe try and explain some of the technology in an easier way. So now it's education, documentation, and making it easy to use. We've done the hard work, and it sounds great, and it works great.
Fantastic. And we're recording right now on Source Connect, as you can hear.
And I'm all the way in Argentina.
It's so amazing, and I'm here in Vancouver, Canada.
It's really far away.
It is. It's just a matter of getting our bedtime straight.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for taking time to talk with us. I really think it's important that all of us start understanding what Source Connect is. And for those people, there are a lot of people that don't understand what ISDN or Source Connect is. I wonder if, Rebecca, you can touch some light into that.
So ISDN has been around since the early 90s, probably a bit earlier than that. But it was certainly in the 90s was its big time, basically studios needing to record someone who's not in the same location as them. And ISDN became cheaper than a plane ticket and hotels and per diems. It's still quite expensive. You need, you know, a few thousand dollars to get a box, maybe $100 or $200 a month for the subscription, and then you're going to pay a per minute charge on top of that. But so finances aside, the beauty of it is that you can record someone from anywhere in the world. That's basically what we're talking about. And Source Connect is exactly the same, except you're not paying any extra hardware because we've all got a computer, a Mac laptop, a Windows laptop, desktop. It's not ready for iPad yet, but that's more because there's no way to really record your voice well on an iPad yet with the hardware. But you know that those things are inevitable, and we've all got an internet connection, so the barrier to access is lower.
Internet.
Yeah, only on the internet. You can actually use it without. I mean, it depends on your definition of the internet. But if you think of the internet as being connecting two locations, or you can think of an intranet, which is say between two computers. You don't need the internet at all to use Source Connect because it has extra features for professional studios and stuff like television studios who have their own private internet that it works over as well.
And how long has Source Connect been in fruition?
Since we released in early 2005.
And so even the broadcast stations are using this service because they're able to just connect with each other quite simply through just, again, like you said, the internet with one small nominal fee.
Yeah, they don't have to add any
additional
infrastructure.
There's so many... Right, and why do you think there's... what's the difference just being the internet then? There is more hardware costs with the ISDN? Do you think that's why all the expenses are there that there are?
Yeah, that's certainly one... But, you know, when you're working professionally, the expense isn't really the problem. We're talking about maybe a few thousand dollars a year. That's not enough to stop someone from using ISDN. The problems now are access to ISDN. As we talked about, it's harder to get it installed. I'm sure many of you who have thought about getting ISDN or have ISDN already have been on the phone with the phone company going, you know, my ISDN line, blah, 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 and the other person going, what's ISDN? And having to find someone who's been there long enough to understand what you're trying to talk about, you know, because it is a fairly antiquated technology. I mean, as much as it's a fantastic technology, it's a really fantastic technology. Now, the other issue is now that we've got, we have flexibility because it's all software. So we run on Windows and Mac. You know, you can sort of work straight on your favorite hardware. You can travel. So what, and this is the thing that makes me the happiest, is seeing, I talk to people every day who are like, you know, I'm a voice actor and I want to go on vacation to Bali, but I don't know if I can find ISDN, so will Source Connect work for me? Yes, go to Bali, go hang out in the hotel, call us when you get there if you have any problems, and we'll make sure that you can be on vacation and keep working. Because we know that's important to you. It's really important to you to keep
Isn't
working.
Isn't it so sad that that's what's so important to us?
No, well, I mean, I'm the same way because, you know, I travel around the world because I can, because, you know, I work off my laptop. I run, you know, work with the guys at Source Elements. We all work on the internet together and collaborate that way. So I get to work every day, and then maybe I get to take a 2-hour lunch break because I happen to be in Paris.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a lovely reward for us, even though some people look at it with a frown, I guess, because we actually work on our holidays. I'm sure it's hard for some of our families to understand. But when we have the convenience of working our literally into our computer, into our wherever we are, our domain doesn't matter. It's a blessing because we do get to run a lot of our own day. Source Elements then is the company that runs Source Connect. Source Connect being a product, Source Elements being the company, correct?
That's correct.
And is there other products that Source Elements offers besides the Source Connect then?
Yeah, we've got one that's really, really lovely called Source Live, which is used a lot by musicians and orchestras, as an example, mixes. So, for example, someone is mixing the new album for, I don't know, Justin Bieber, I don't know a name, and he's on tour a lot, so he can't, you know, work with his mixer, he can't get MP3 files, and have to, you know, he's tired, and we're just until 2 p.m. just listening to MP3s and then writing back an email about what he thinks of the mix. So with Source Live, when he's sitting in the green room waiting to go on stage, his engineer can be in his studio in California or New York, play it back to him live, and he can listen to it on his iPhone and say, yes, that's good. No, too much drum, too much reverb.
Fantastic. Well, it's a fantastic product, and we're really, again, grateful for the service. How easy, I mean, I've been through this, but for people that haven't been yet, how easy is Source Connect to hook up?
It's a sliding scale. To be honest, if you know what you're doing with a computer, it's obviously going to be a lot easier. But what we specialize in, and I think the reason that we do well is that we offer really amazing tech support, and I'm not just blowing my own horn here. We do. I know that.
Oh no, I concur.
You know, all of us here at Source Elements, we're all musicians. We all do our own digital production, media, whatever, filmmakers, musicians, game makers. You know, we all work as well, so we use other products from the industry, and we know that we do good support. So if you have never used a computer before, if you're 32 years old and you don't know what a MacBook is, call us. We'll tell you what to buy, and you go and get it. Call us back, and we will walk you through every single thing. Because we know after just, you know, a few weeks, you'll be like, wow, I'm flying.
Yeah. And that's the thing too. What's wonderful about Source Connected is seems to be compatible with every type of software choice or hardware choice that we as voice talent use. Correct?
Yeah. So I mean, right now I'm using a very, very cheap piece of hardware. I'm kind of embarrassed. I shouldn't tell you. It's a little Blue Icicle. I mean, it's cheap, but just because I'm where I'm right now, I couldn't bring my proper gear, so I left all that back in Mexico.
Right.
But yeah, it works. It works great. And then I can also have a $100,000 Euphonics desk. And that works too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so nice and universal. It's just a wonderful thing. Definitely I've had to use the tech support a few times, but it's also because I run through Pro Tools, which for most is the most complicated program. And ends up with a lot of things to understand, which I try to understand, but there's so much. I already feel like a tech geek, and I'm a girl. I can't imagine what it's like to have your brain already. You know, she's just amazing. She's just as good as the tech guys that are there, and has been a fundamental help to me. So I thank you personally, Rebecca. But was there any? Have you found any challenges being a woman in the engineer's chair? I mean, really, that's where I see you in the tech side.
Certainly not in Source Elements. I have to say that the environment that I work in, I love my colleagues. You know, we're good friends, and it's, you know, we have complete respect for each other. So on that level, absolutely not. I mean, I've been programming since the 90s, and I have encountered some sexism for sure, where it was assumed that I wasn't as good as someone else because I am a girl, and you just have to brush it off. I mean, certainly part of being a girl programmer these days, you don't even get very far unless you've got a thick skin. You know, all the other women I know who are successful, it's part of your character. You know, I think it's part of who you are. So Having said that,
it's just really rare.
Yeah, you know, and I don't want to be controversial, but I think, you know, certainly in the sound industry, there's some of the same elements there because it's very technical, and you can get, you know, I encounter very, very few women, and when I do, it's always a breath of fresh air. I mean, certainly I love that.
Yeah.
But to clarify, I certainly don't experience what I would consider any issues, but that may be just because I have genuinely a lot of confidence in myself and my abilities. So I wouldn't listen
Absolutely.
To it anyway.
Well, it's just like what you said, though. Yeah. It's just like what you said, though. In the audio world, we don't see a lot of women techies, like whether you're talking film or you're talking in the studios, it's very rare. Yeah. So it's refreshing to have like minds in the female gender as well.
Yeah.
Anyway, a little sidetrack. So how much is Source Connect for someone who wants to purchase it? Is there plans? Is there options?
So we've got two options right now. One is Source Connect Standard, which is what you're running on, and I'm actually running on it right now just because it's what I had sitting on my computer, and it's fantastic. You can hear it sounds great. It's ISDN quality, and it's $650. That's a one-off license. So if you have a MacBook Pro now and running macOS Lion, and you buy it and install it, you don't need any other software. You can run it without Pro Tools if you're doing just voiceover work. And whatever hardware you've already got, you won't have to pay another cent ever. Now, if you upgrade to Mountain Lion or to, you know, whatever the cat name is that the next one is from Apple, you may have to get an upgrade fee because, you know, as operating systems change, we have to do some work to make it work. So we do ask for a small fee.
Okay.
But the other side of that is that we do also offer support plan, which can make your upgrades cheaper. And so if you keep going paying your support, you get free upgrades forever. So we do that as well.
Oh, okay.
Awesome. That means you can call
us. Yeah, and the support is definitely helpful.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And what's really nice so far, at least for me, within the support that I've received, they were also very knowledgeable in the programs I'm using, which has helped me a lot to understand how it's all working together as well.
Yeah.
Now, are there is that always the preferred method then for everybody to use the support system, or do you guys have tutorials you've created, or is there other things like that?
We've certainly a huge amount of documentation on the website, and it can be a lot to trawl through. So honestly, we actually prefer people just give us a call or email, and in 10 minutes we can explain everything that you need to know, because
Perfect.
What's really important to understand is that your own situation is unique. Where you are, what your gear is, you know, how are you going to use it? Everybody's got their own unique way. Because we're professionals here, we're not consumers. You know, we're not trying to ask you to fit into our mold. We're going to work with how you want to try and work.
Excellent. What about there's a few controversial things, very small, minimal, but the negative things we hear about Source Connect versus ISDN, because you still have a lot of the old school mindset where they're, ISDN only, ISDN only. Do you want to touch on those?
Oh, please. Go ahead.
I assume the first and foremost is that we're internet reliable,
yes,
for the most part,
yes,
short of what you said between computer to computer. And so that becomes the biggest negative, because internet isn't always 100% reliable, so that's the risk that you take, right?
Okay, just to okay, sorry. ISDN isn't 100% reliable either. I think you'd find nobody who's been working with ISDN for 10 years says it always works. So sometimes things just don't work. So having said that, for sure, the internet has got a way bigger chance of not working, but we're talking about, this is 2012, and right now, just the proof of the matter is that I'm on a consumer-grade internet Wi-Fi right now in Buenos Aires, which is not, the greatest internet
country in the world. Yeah.
You know, why, when you wanted to prefer and go sit out and drink wine on the patio, why would you want to use the internet here? and you'll be on a decent line in Canada, and it's flawless.
Yeah, And I was in Mexico a couple weeks ago in a closet. The internet was intermittent at the hotel, so it was a little bit in and out because a lot of it's cement walls, and I'm assuming that's why the poor connection. But there was always an option for me. Like, if I absolutely had to, I could go get a conference room or, you know, some other thing that will allow me a little more reliability with the internet.
And there's actually some interesting tools. Like, for example, if you give us a call a week before you go on holiday and say, I'm not sure if the Wi-Fi is going to be great. A lot of hotels offer you Ethernet connections, right? Like at the desk.
Right.
You can buy, you just need a little airport, the Apple Airport, the little tiny one. Take that with you, plug it in, and you've got your own private Wi-Fi. That's going to be much better than the hotel.
Oh, okay.
Instant
service. Oh, okay, that's something I'll have to purchase.
And then you can get into the closet, take all the duvets with you, and...
Yeah. Muffle yourself in.
Yep.
Barricade in. And I guess the only other thing that I've really like, you know, there isn't a lot of negative things about Soaris Connect. I really think it's a lot more of just old school versus new school, comfortability, taking risks, all that. But there's a slight delay in the Soaris Connect as well, correct, right? Just a small delay.
Yeah, it's like a mobile phone conversation over the internet. And also right now, because... the way that I'm on standard as well, and you're on standard and you're using Pro Tools, and there's a whole sort of chain of things. So what I'm going to do actually is work with you, maybe tomorrow whenever you've got some time. I know how to speed your system up. So this system is spending some time with you.
Oh, okay.
And again, it's all about the unique needs that you have that I know that we can help. We just need to get to know what your needs are a bit more, and we can help you.
Oh, excellent. That's just wonderful to know, Rebecca. I mean, because a lot of us were, I mean, we're voice talent. We're not trying to be editors, engineers, and all the other things that are kind of put upon us on the online world. So it's so nice to have such a great support system to know that there's more solutions even than just dealing with what we have. So it's very important then, obviously, for talent to really clarify to you exactly what they're finding. You know, I've got this delay, or I've got this intermittent cutout, or I've got this happening. I'm not getting... this, and then everybody will be able to help them through it.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Is there anything else you'd like to tell people about Soaris Connect or yourself or the company itself?
Just that we've got a lot of things yet to come, you know. I think it's we're really excited for the future, and I don't think that we know exactly what we'll be doing in 3 or 4 years. I think that there are just a lot more innovation to happen. You know, we know what we're doing the next couple of years for sure, and we're really excited to show you all what we're up to. But I personally just really am looking forward to the coming decades of the internet and technology. So,
did this become a lot more than you even expected when you first got involved?
Oh,
or did
definitely.
Turn out exactly the way you planned?
I think most business owners, you know, you ask them 10 years later if they do it again, and they're like, no.
I'm sure it was a lot of headaches for you. I mean, the beginning must have been hours upon days upon weeks upon months for you.
Yeah, but, you know, it's about having the right team. With Robert and John and Bus and Craig's working with us now, we love what we do, and we love solving problems, and that's part of being, you know, a geek as well. You know, you get put a problem in front of you, and you can't go to sleep until you've solved it. So there's that passion there.
The programmer,
and we really believe
in
what we're doing.
That's fantastic. It's a wonderful service, and really, you're still a baby in a big birth of future that's ahead for you, especially as the internet evolves and everything evolves with it. So congratulations to you all.
Oh, thanks.
Well, thank you so much, Rebecca, for taking time for the interview. It was a pleasure to talk to you. And what's your last name if anybody wants to specifically look for you at Soaris Connect or at Soaris Elements?
Rebecca Wilson.
Fantastic. Is there, you would prefer for students to just go to the website? What's the website address?
Yeah, so it's soaris-elements.com. You should probably say that because my accent sometimes think it comes off a bit different.
So soaris-elements.com.
Yeah. Or just Google.
And your accent was very lovely for the interview.
Thanks.
Okay. Yeah, you can also Google it, right? Go Source Connect and Google. That's how I first...
Yeah, that's
well, actually,
easier.
I think I first heard about you guys at the convention, but...
Oh, yeah, of course.
Did you guys attend... Are you attending this year's convention?
Unfortunately not, because I'm down all the way in South America, so I'm not able to get out.
Of course. Oh, just grab a quick little flight. Well, you know, it's definitely something, a product that deserves more. Excuse me. It's definitely a product that deserves more and more and more exposure. So I'm happy to offer that out and get as much as I can for you guys, because it's a program that I believe every talent should have. So eventually they will. You know, it just will be part of the norm.
Yeah. We welcome any questions, any at all. And in terms of criticism, we welcome everything, because if it's a genuine criticism, we really want to know, you know. And if we can fix something,
of course,
then we would like to be able to do that. So no holds barred, thank you. We are not at all shy.
Awesome. It's a pleasure to have had the opportunity to talk to you and let them know what it's about and what it can offer them. And the support system, as I said, is fantastic. So I thank you so much for already all the help that they've offered yourself, Tyson, and Craig. It's been fantastic for me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure.
Thanks.